Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There's a special group of people that the Holy Quran in many places talks very highly of. They are called the Ulul Albab. One interesting trait of these individuals is that they have knowledge and are mindful, never oblivious of the reality. And importantly, they, and inshallah you and I, have achieved this through thinking or tafakkur. In today's verse, the Quran describes to us the Ulul Albab, saying, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember Allah standing, sitting, and whilst lying down. And وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They think and reflect on the creation of the skies and the earth. When they see that the sun comes and then sets, and then again comes and sets again. One Maha Ramadan has come and goes, only to come back a year later. They realize that all of this has a purpose. They understand that we were given life and created for a very amazing destination. And all of that what we see around is not just pointless. That's why they turn to Allah saying, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. O Lord, you have not created all of this in vain. Once this realization comes in, hold on a second, I've been created for a purpose, we're motivated and pushed towards doing something about it. This is why they then say, سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Glory be to you. Please save us from the punishment. They realized that the destination is set, and a very amazing destination too. But if I become lazy and don't do something about it, then I'll be the only one to be blamed for it. Someone who doesn't come on the path of truth is bound to face humiliation, regret, and ultimately eternal pain. And so we ask Allah to help us in this journey and ensure we take the right steps to achieve our purpose. But what is that purpose? What is that goal? I let you ponder upon it till tomorrow.